Patient 3. Male, age 46. 8-year history of symptoms. I try to explain vertigo to people by telling them that it is as if you drank a lot of alcohol and then rode on an amusement park ride called the Tilt-a-Whirl. It's the closest thing I can use to describe what it feels like. The first time I experienced it, I was getting ready to go to a Denver Broncos game. I walked down the hallway in my house and ran into the walls 5 times in only a length of 10 feet. Went to the game anyway, but I didn't have to drive, and I certainly didn't drink. I had no clue what was wrong. I was very nauseated when I got home. When I move my head from one side and stop in the normal position, my eyes feel like they keep going to the other side of my head. I can't watch TV or even read a book. One time I decided to try and read a book, but keep my head absolutely still. It didn't work. The illness comes upon me with very little warning. Once I was driving back from Arkansas with my wife, I felt kind of lightheaded. I got out of the car and headed to the restroom, but within a few steps, I knew it was all over. The vertigo attack started. I had no medicine, so I took large doses of Dramamine and slept pretty much the next 2 days till we arrived at home. I now carry Meclizine with me in my wallet. I also coach high school football. This last fall, I had to ask another coach to take over for me because I knew I wouldn't be able to stand on the sideline. Sometimes it only acts up for a day. Other times it goes on for 5 to 7 days.